That's right.
Kenny Spurlock, are you with us?
I am, Mr. and Mrs. Coyne. Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. What a delight to have you on.
Thank you so much, Kenny, for being with us tonight.
Hey, it is absolutely a pleasure. I mean, you guys don't understand how much respect and appreciation I have for the two of you. I remember in 2012, which was my first year, sitting at the Dallas Leadership Conference and sitting like way up in the stands and watching the two of you on stage and just to see the chemistry that y'all had. And I mean, just straight, not only knowledgeable, but comedians and letting everybody know that this business can be fun. I mean, I just imagine, I said, man, what would it be like to be on stage and to, you know, have that much fun that these guys are having? And I would have never guessed that, you know, 3 years later I'd be on stage, like you said, being able to train in Dallas with Brian Carruthers, of all people. So it has definitely been a blessing. To give you guys on the call a little bit about my background, as Mr. and Mrs. Cohen said, I am from Virginia, Richmond, Virginia marketplace, and I have a background in accounting. I got my degree in accounting from Norfolk State University in the Tidewater area of Virginia. And 13 years, I did what most people were told to do. I went out and got a job, a good, secure job. I know we've all heard that. And I worked in corporate America. I had some of the great, you know, job titles that you could imagine. I've had some great salaries. But it taught me, all it really taught me was that no matter what salary they were going to pay me, no matter what position title they were going to glorify me with, it was all attached to the amount of time I had to be at that job. So I was doing nothing more than just exchanging my whole lot of time for their little bit of money. And I realized if I ever stopped exchanging that time, that money was going to stop. And so I really was 12 years into that career, and I just had an eye-opening experience. I was frightened by, you know, a layoff with Circuit City, if you guys remember that, when they closed the doors nationwide, and I lost my job there and ended up having to take another job where I took $11,000 pay cut. And I just realized that's not what my life was supposed to be about. I just knew that life had so much more to offer me. And in February 2012, I realized after 12 years working corporate America, I was nowhere closer to my financial goals and dreams than I was 12 years prior to that. I was basically on a hamster wheel, just kept going in a circle. And had I not prayed on it, had Legal Shield not come to me, I probably would have still been in that same place making no adjustments, no changes in life, and still just really just going with the flow. And I realized that I wanted to do more. I wanted to do better. And people say, well, how do you make $70,000, $80,000 and still live check to check? Well, your life catches up to that check, and it plateaus, and you still have bills that accumulate or whatever. So we still found ourselves kind of living check to check. And I needed something different. And someone blessed me with the Legal Shield service in February 2012. It made sense to me. And I decided to get started with the opportunity. Now, unbeknownst to my wife, she didn't even know that I had signed us up to join Legal Shield until we were about 3 weeks in. Or maybe it was, I'm sorry, maybe it was about the first or second week. And I was having a PBR inviting folks to the house. And she had no idea why these people were showing up at our house and why I had food and all this stuff or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, babe, by the way, we're in the business. And, you know, I don't recommend that to anyone because, of course, we were not on the same page when we first got started. But I had a vision. And while she didn't understand it, she didn't really understand the company. She didn't really know about Legal Shield. She didn't really believe in Legal Shield, but she did believe in me. And she saw me show passion for something for the first time that she had known me because basically I was not passionate about my job. And a lot of people will find themselves, they're either passionate about what they're doing or they're compliant. And I was just simply compliant because I needed a check. And that's all I went to work for. And so for the first time, she knew that my heart was into this. And she supported me from the sidelines. And so that first year, we were able to get promoted 5 times in the company, up to one of the top positions of executive director. And then, of course, we got our BMW that same year, March of 2013. You know, we've been on the all-expense-paid trips every single year. 2013, we went to Cancun. Last year was Jamaica. This year, we were in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico in March. We're going to St. Regis in June. We do have 5 BMW drivers on our team. We hit the rise to the rink. Everything sounds glorious, I know. Everything sounds like, wow, you have so much success. And everything just happened in a short period of time. I mean, we've just been in the business 3 years. And basically what I call that is, you know, that's the iceberg. And what I mean by that is a lot of people in Legal Shield, and, you know, most of the successful people are looked at as iceberg. And basically what that means is 90%, if you look at the iceberg and really look and see how it's formed, 90% of the mass of that iceberg is really below the surface. It's really below the water. And what that means is people see the things on top. They see you on stage, and they see all the, you know, the accolades and the recognition, but they don't understand the foundation and everything that was laid that's below there, that all the hard work, the sweat and tears that went into that to get that recognition. Most people, when they hear, oh, you were the number one recruiter, you know, they say, well, how did you do that? I still ask that same question because most people don't know the story that when we first got started in we've been through some challenges. I'll just put it that way. And we got started in 2012. We had started to build a nice, solid organization. And by October, November, our entire team quit on us. Every single person. And, I mean, we didn't have a large team, like an exclusive, you know, a huge, huge team. We had about 40, 50 people or so, and every single person quit on us. We were basically the last man standing. My wife and I, again, she was still supporting me, and she's, you know, and I realized that, you know, regardless of the team quitting, I had to keep going. It was going to be my, you know, individual effort to make sure that we stayed Performance Club qualified, so that I could get her on that PC trip to Cancun so I could get her buy-in, because I had to let her know that I was very serious about this and that I was not going to let us down. It was going to be my individual effort also to get that BMW. And so while the team quit, I realized I couldn't quit on myself. And my leader at the time, my sponsor, six-figure income earner, he said, listen, stop worrying about trying to find the right people. You become a better person through your personal development. You become the person that you're trying to attract, and you won't have to worry about finding the right people. They will find you. And so I took that as a challenge, I listened, and he was pouring into me. And I said, you know what, I understand, and I will do that. And eventually everything started to fall in place. And in January, we started to find the right people. The right people started to find us, because I had went from a position of saying, you know what, I will never recruit another person again. I'll just go out and just market the membership, because every time I recruit somebody, they fall off. And what I had to learn was that, listen, not all the time will people stay. And you don't have to worry about the ones that, you know, they jump off the ship. You just want to ride or roll with the ones that are going to keep going with you. And so I had to keep going. And I said I would never recruit anybody ever again. But through personal development, I realized what I needed to do. And to go from that, you know, that particular stance, saying I would never recruit, and then in 2013 to be the number one recruiter in the state, you know, that was nothing more than, again, a change of mind. And you can simply change your life in this business by simply changing your mind and actually, you know, pouring, you know, getting that personal development into you, but also attaching yourself to the right leaders, which are the coins right here on this phone, you know, on this team call, and other leaders throughout the business. And then it didn't stop there, because in 2013, you know, again, we made sure that we were plugging into all of the events. We were, all, you know, at the Super Saturdays. We were at our briefings. We were going to the conferences. And then we had a very, very pivotal moment in our business that really could have broke us had we not been strong individuals. And what I mean, not strong in physicalities, but strong in our personal development and strong with our why, of why we had gotten in this business. The same individual that it told us, you know, stick and stay, you get your pay, you know, personal development, Legal Shield is the right company, you know, we're going to make sure that you are getting the ring and everything. Well, in 2013, a year after, I mean, just maybe actually months after we had gotten the BMW, months after we had hit the executive director position, that person comes to us and tells us that they're leaving to go join another network marketing company and actually tried to recruit us. And as you can imagine, after going down this path for a year, how confusing that was, how it almost broke us, because we didn't know what to do. And, you know, thank God we had leaders like Mike Humes, who I'm pretty sure a lot of you heard of, and Mr. Self, who reached down and really took us under our wing, under their wing, because they're, you know, our next upline platinum. And they really came and held the glue together. They were the glue that held our team together. And they said, listen, if you guys don't quit, you stick and stay, we will make sure that you will have success in this business, that we will pour into you, and we will make the individual that is leaving you, you know, we make them very sorry that they made that decision. And I'll never forget Mr. Humes coming down the weekend when all of this happened. And you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to do, because we didn't know if we're going to have a briefing in the Richmond marketplace anymore, because the, you know, the market leaders were leaving. And we didn't know what direction we were going to go in. But Mr. Humes came down. He spent an entire weekend in Richmond with my wife and I, and we had team meetings, and he really gave us some serious marching orders. And then before he headed back to Maryland, he and I were standing outside. I forgot, maybe we were at a restaurant or something or another. And he basically put his arm around my shoulder, and he said, listen here, little bro. He said, do you see those two trees kind of standing off there in the distance? One is taller, obviously, than the other. And I said, yeah, yes, sir, I do see that. And he said, now, the tree that is the tallest, the one that's, you know, the one that's furthest back from us, is taller than that other one, and will always be taller than that one because it's getting the most direct sunlight. And as long as that taller tree is in front of that smaller tree, basically blocking its vision to the sun, or its line of sight to the sun, that smaller tree will never be able to grow to its full potential. And it's only if that larger tree is moved out of the way will that smaller tree be able to get the energy and get everything that it needs to grow and to become a bigger tree, basically. And he said, little bro, all that just took place was that that bigger tree just got out of your way, and now is your time to shine. And so that, you know, that just really changed my life and changed how I viewed this business. It changed my, you know, my focus, and I started to go on a mission to work harder than ever because I knew how much that they cared about our success. And I know you guys have that same thing here with the Acoins, because I know how much they love you guys, and I know how much they pour into you. And so if you attach yourself to your why and attach yourself to your leadership, listen, I'm telling you, you can do everything you want in this business. Again, we went on that very next month. That same month when that happened, it was our biggest month in the business. We went and created 3 Power 20s in the same month, 3 managers. We created the most organizational memberships ever. We went on to create, again, 4 BMW drivers the very next year after, you know, in 2014, because that happened like around the end of 2013. In 2014, we created 4 executive directors, not all at the same time, I wish, because we're trying to get that platinum, but 4 executive directors and 4 BMW drivers in that very next year after our person left. And so, again, you know, like I said, people don't know what you go through to get the success, but you know. And let that be your why. Whatever your why is, you know, whether it's to prove some folks wrong that have, you know, that have told you no or that this would never work, whether it's, you know, your children, you know, again, we got tired of telling our children no when they deserved a yes. And so we attached ourselves to our whys, and we just dug deep. And again, you know, and when my job in April of 2013 fired me, I had no idea after 13 years working in a career of auditing that I would ever be let go. But, you know, it wasn't for me to understand, because God knew it was going to happen, and he ordered my steps a year prior to that by sending Legal Shield my way. And, you know, again, I started making more money part-time with Legal Shield because my why was so strong, because I never wanted to go back to being a wage slave. I never wanted to go back where someone was telling me everything that I had to do, from the time I had to be at work, the time I could leave, when I could be sick, when I could take a lunch. I didn't want that anymore. And if you're on this line listening in, and you're tinkering on whether or not this is going to be a full-time venture for you, or, you know, how serious you want to take your business, how much money you want to make, listen, if you really are serious about it, you can do it. I'm not saying to anybody to quit your job, but again, if you're in the position where you're thinking about it, you know, you have to really, really go after this thing. And listen, everything is here for you. The system has been laid out. They keep coming with bigger and better things as far as the new memberships, new pricing, the marketing materials. Everything is laid out there for you. We just got to go out there and get to work. You know, I don't know if there's anything else that they could do. If they never did anything else with this company, we know they are, they have given us enough for every single person on this line to make over $1 million. And I'm dead serious about it, because I'm seeing it happen, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month. We're creating new six-figure earners all throughout the company, millionaire club members all throughout the company. Why not you? Why not you? Envision 2020 with Jeff Bell's new vision, he wants over 1,000 millionaire club members. He wants us to have, you know, 14 million members. What portion of that do you want? You got to stake your claim. Become the Legal Shield person in your area. Let everybody know. Again, look, let them know what it is you do. If you're in business for yourself, your mouth is your office. You got to open and let people know that you're open for business. There was a gentleman, I don't know if you, I'll tell a quick story, but there was a gentleman here in the Petersburg area of Virginia, and he was playing basketball in high school, but every time he went to practice or was on the basketball court, he just kept singing, and everybody kept saying, why do you keep singing so much? Yeah, you got a nice voice, but why do you keep singing? And he kept singing, and he kept singing. He sang in church choirs, and because he had a song to sing. He wanted the people to notice his voice. He wanted the people to know that he had a talent beyond, you know, just the basketball or everything they, you know, that had they had known him for prior to, you know, him being able to sing. And he just kept on singing. And so one day someone came to either a church event or maybe a school talent show, and they heard his voice, and it was the right person that heard it. And he finally, you know, this guy's name was Trey Neverson. And most of, if you're on this song, I mean, on this line, and you are familiar with artists in the R&B industry, his name is, we mostly know him as Trey Songz. And again, he let people know that he had a song to sing. Well, how many people are you singing the song Legal Shield to every single day? How many people know what it is that you do and know that you're proud about what you do? So get out there, take this thing seriously, get registered for Vegas. Again, this is going to be the biggest conference that I have ever been to. It's going to be the biggest conference, from what I understand, in Legal Shield history. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of things coming down the pipeline, and we're terribly excited. And listen, I look forward to meeting every single one of you. I look forward to shaking your hand, hearing your success stories. And like I said, you the some of the most excellent leaders in this company right here on this line, running this call with the Acohens. Like I said, I have so much respect, so much admiration for these individuals. Every time I see them together, I say, that's going to be my wife and I one day, because we're big jokesters just like them. And I just, listen, if I could have just a fraction of the success that they have, listen, that'll be enough for me. And I guess you guys, you know, like I said, you have them at your disposal every single day and every single week. So take advantage of it. And listen, remember, they need your support as well, because every night, every moment that they're pouring out to you, remember, they're being emptied. So sometimes even the leaders need to be poured back into. So make sure you support. And the best way to show your support and your appreciation for them is through mass production. Massive production. You go out there and produce, and that's the best way that you can show your appreciation and your thankfulness to their leadership and for everything that they're doing for this organization and for this company. And with that, Mr. and Mrs. Cohen, I don't know if there's any questions you want to ask, but I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
That was awesome, Mrs. Spurlock. I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
When you lost your job, mm-hmm. you had been there how many years?
That job, I had been with the City of Richmond City Auditor's Office. I had been there for 3 years.
And how did you find out? You first of all, you lost a job with Circuit City, right?
Yes, and yeah, with Circuit City.
How did you find out that you were losing your job there? Did they come to you, or did you read in the newspaper? What happened?
Well, what had happened? Well, with them, I had already started to kind of lose my way with the direction that job was going in anyway, and I wasn't really passionate about it. It was just going there to get a check. And thankfully, I found Legal Shield a year prior to that happening. So I was starting to build my Legal Shield business with determination to one day be able to walk out of there anyway. And so it was just one day. And it's crazy because on a Monday, it was April 1st. I'll never forget. April 1st, I had mentally said I wanted to go ahead and quit my job. But my upline sponsor at the time said, no, I don't think you're ready, because, again, we were managers at the time when this was going on. And then, of course, my wife said, no, I don't think you're ready. You know, you need to keep that income and have both sources or whatever. But mentally, I'd already checked out. That was on a Monday. I go back to work on that Tuesday, and you know, when you've mentally checked out of something, it's hard to get pulled back in, whether it be a job, a relationship, or whatever the case may be. But I was already gone, and I went Tuesday, and I just refused to do any work. I sat there, and I didn't do anything. I sat at my desk, and I probably did more Legal Shield work than anything that day. And then that Wednesday, April 3rd, is when they called me into the office and they let me know that I was being let go because I wasn't on the same page with them. They didn't feel like I was fulfilling the mission of their auditor's office, that I seemed more passionate about Legal Shield, which I was. And you don't understand how much of a relief I felt, that monkey being lifted off my back, because, again, I wanted to do it, but then I was talked out of it. And, you know, sometimes when God calls you to do something, and it may not make any sense whatsoever. It may not align with any of your experience. Again, I went to school for accounting. I had no idea, had no experience whatsoever in network marketing. But sometimes you just got to act. And if you don't act, and God says, okay, well, you know, the only way I can use you to your full potential is sometimes you got to close some doors that you didn't understand that were going to be closed. I never anticipated being fired. But God knew what he needed to do, and he closed that door so that he could really use me and go out and do and fulfill the mission that I said I wanted to be able to bless more people, and that's exactly how it took place.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I've always heard the best way to help poor people is not to become one of them.
Right, right.
You know, you want to get rich so you can give them all jobs. Listen, it's been an honor to have you on here. I know we'll be getting texts and all kind of calls on this call, so. I really want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to do that. And one day maybe we'll have you come down. And you do briefings and trainings too, don't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
One day, if you would like to, we'll fly into sunny Charleston, South Carolina, and treat you to some southern food down here.
Oh, that sounds good. Look, I have a hearty appetite. I love food. So.
Oh, man, listen. Well, we'll talk about that. All right, Teresa.
Kenny, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You poured your heart out. Your story in itself is full of life lessons and certainly Legal Shield lessons here. You could have quit so many times when your entire team quit, when your best guy quit. You know, that's and here's what I always say, that the bigger the problem you can get through and solve, the bigger your paycheck is going to be. And so many people quit on the little things, and that was a big thing, and you didn't. And so I predict you are going to be earning some big bucks really soon.
And are you the one who started back doing the briefings? Did you get a team together and say, okay, we're going to do the briefing anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've had in what they call the Hampton Roads area where Mr. Russell Peden and Ken Roebuck and the regional manager, Will Dazzy, they've always had a strong contingency down there. And so the regional manager that was in Tidewater got appointed to be the regional manager in Richmond area. And so he and I got together and said, we're going to pull this thing together and we're going to actually keep this briefing going. And we made it happen.
Oh, man, I love it.
I'm so proud of you.
I could talk to you all night. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to call me after this, I'd love to talk to you. Do you have my phone number?
I don't have that. Well, I don't know. Is it yours, Mr. Cohen, that I have?
Yeah, that's mine. I'll text you, Frank's, too.
She'll text it to you in a little while.
Okay,
so
perfect.
So thank you, Kenny.
You're welcome to stay on, Kenny. We just have a couple of things to do and give them a little homework to do. And I know the whole team is thanking you, you know, giving you big accolades right now. So. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I sent you guys both friend requests on Facebook as well.